This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, here are a few questions on the parsha. It's your favorite time of the week. Of course, these are questions that nobody's going to have the answer to. And these are questions that are, they're basically impossible to answer. They're such good questions. Let's see, we have so many, but we'll try to keep it, we'll try to limit it to seven. Question number one. It says, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenoichach Ishtai. He stood opposite his wife. So Rashi says, one of them stood in one corner, one of them stood in another corner. Could somebody please tell me, how in the world does Rashi know that one stood in one corner and one stood in another corner? That's the only way for two people to be opposite each other, is one is in a corner and the other is in another corner? If you would have asked me, two people are standing opposite, so one is standing on one side of the house, the other one is on the other side. Where do we get a corner from? They're standing in the corner. There's no halacha to daven in a corner. People get in trouble, you send them to the corner. Hey, why are you talking in my shir? Why are you paying attention? Right? It's like the guy who learns during the rabbi's drasha. No, you can't do that. It's prohibited. It's mamish a lack of derech eretz. Yeah, people, all of a sudden, they can't crack open a sefer the whole day. And it comes somebody speaking, and all of a sudden, somebody's learning, right? Can't do that. So then you send them to the corner. But when you daven, there's no inyan of davening in a corner. You daven by a wall. So where did Rashi get that you're supposed to, that they were davening one in one corner, one in the other? So you could look in the Taz. The Taz seems to be bothered by this. But if somebody could give me a clear answer, how do Chazal know that one was in one corner and one was in another corner? Number two, it says, and afterwards his brother came out and he was holding the heel of Esav. And he called his name Yaakov. So Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called his name Yaakov. Why is Rashi saying Hashem called him Yaakov? Maybe it's Yitzchak. I would have thought the father, usually the father gives the name. Have you ever been to a bris where the father's about to whisper to the male the name and all of a sudden a basko comes out and gives the name? How does Rashi know Hashem? The answer is, because the end of the pasuk is, V'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana, Yitzchak was 60. So obviously the Vayikra is not Yitzchak, it must have been Hashem. Obviously until now we're not talking about Yitzchak. So then the question is, then how could Rashi bring a second shot that it's going on Yitzchak, if the end of the pasuk says, V'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana, Beledas Oysam, then how do you read the pasuk? Vayikra Shema Yaakov, V'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana? So who's Vayikra? How can Vayikra be Yitzchak? Next question. Parak Chaf Hei Pasuk Lamed Beis. Rashi. Shaloi, why did Esav said, Hinei Anoichi Hoylech Lamos, V'lama Li Zeh B'chayra. Rashi explains that, look, Esav said, the Avodah is not always going to be by the B'chayra. Shevet Levi will take it one day. Could somebody please tell me, how in the world did Esav know that one day Shevet Levi would take the Bechira? Who told the... How would Esav know that? Doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh. He's not a Navi. Who told Esav that one day Shevet Levi will take the Bechira? So, yeah, it's a good question. What are you going to say? Yaakov told him? How would Esav have known such a thing? Okay. I'm not really hearing anybody. Just one second. Yeah, how would Esav know? Next. Next question. It says... Let me open up a chumash here. Perek Chavav Pasuk Tezvav. The pasuk says, "V'chol habeiros asher chafru avdei aviv bimei Avraham aviv sitmum pelishtim." And all the wells that the servants of his father dug in the days of Abraham, his father. This is a very unusual wording of the pasuk. Avdei Aviv b'mei Abraham Aviv. It should say, Avdei Abraham Aviv b'mei Aviv. Why would it say a pronoun? The rule is you always say a noun and then a pronoun. So why would it here? Why does it here? It says, Avdei Aviv b'mei Abraham Aviv. It should say, Avdei Abraham Aviv b'mei Aviv. Unless it doesn't sound nice to put Aviv and Aviv back to back, and therefore it splits it up by saying Avdei Aviv b'mei Abraham Aviv. Okay. Next question. Where did Rivka get two goats from? Oh, Yitzchak wrote in the Ksuba that every day you get two goats. I mean, you got a scoop. If you could explain to me why Yitzchak wrote in her Ksuba that, honey, every day I'm going to give you in the Ksuba two goats. I mean, I understand 200 zuz. I understand we're learning Ksubas now. If you're a Miucheses, you get 400 zuz. But why did Rivka need two goats every day? Every single day, Rivka needed two goats? What, for what? Well, it's not Pesach every single day. So, if you look in the Ayelas HaShachar, Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman says that, maybe she needed two goats for Hachnasas Orchim. Well, why goats? Why not two cows? She should have learned from Avraham Avinu to get three cows. I mean, that is one of the most unusual ksubais that you could possibly imagine. Why would she have that in the ksuba? Okay, next. Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel to Chav Dalet. Vayivarchehu. Yitzchak Avinu said, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Vayadayim Yidei Esav. And it says, V'loi hikiroi vayivarchehu. And then he says, by the way, who are you? Are you Esav? And Yaakov said, yeah. He said, yeah, come here, let me feel you. And he feels him. And then he says, come here, let me kiss you. And he kisses him. And then he gives him a bracha. Well, he already gave him a bracha. He already gave him a bracha. Yitzchak forgot. It says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, he gave him a bracha. So why in Pasuk Chav Zayim is he giving him another? He gave him two brachas. And why does he only ask him, who are you, before the second bracha? The first bracha, he doesn't have to find out who he is. So for that, I would say the first bracha was just regular, you know, how you doing? You should be matzliach, yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha. But the Iker bracha, the Birchas Avram, was the second bracha, and for that he needed confirmation. Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Lamed. Yeah, this one, Pela Atzuma. Vayehi kasher kila Yitzchak levareches Yaakov. Vayehi. It already said Vayehi. Why does it say Vayehi twice in that Pasuk? Next, Yitzchak said, Va'oichal mikol, I ate from everything. Says Rashi, Yitzchak said, any taste I wanted to taste, I tasted. First of all, A, why is Yitzchak telling this to Esav? B, how does Rashi know that that's what Yitzchak meant? Where in the Pasuk does mikol mean every possible taste? Here's another question. Yitzchak says to Yaakov, "Yitin lecha es birchas Avraham." Huh? How could Yitzchak say Avraham? That's the name of his father. You're not to say your father's name. Ashenasan lecha Avraham. You should say es birchas Avi Avraham. You're not like him. La Avi la Avraham. You're not to say your father's name. How is Yitzchak allowed to say Avraham's name? It's the only time he says Avraham's name in the Chumash. Finally, we'll end with this. It says, and Yishmael took these wives, Machlas Azel, Al Nashav. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Al Nashav? He didn't divorce the first ones. Why would I have thought that he divorced the first ones? And if the Torah would not have said Al Nashav, then I would have thought he did divorce the first ones. Why would I have thought that he divorced the first ones? I think the answer to this is clear. The pasuk says that Esav heard that the Bnei Ches were evil in the eyes of his father. So what did he do? He went ahead and he married Bas Yishmael. Esav, that's not a reason to marry Bas Yishmael. If you really think that the Bnei Canaan are bad in the eyes of your parents, then you need to divorce your first wives. So the Torah is saying, look at the rishus of Esav. The fact that he heard that the wives of Canaan were bad in the eyes of his parents did not cause him to divorce his first wives. He just married more women. Al Noshav, despite the fact the whole reason he did this was because he didn't want to anger his parents, he still kept those rotten wives. Now, just to end off with going back to our first point, the difference between Yaakov and Esav, listen carefully to the pasuk. Vayishma Yaakov el aviv ve'el imay vayelech paden aram. He heard that the wives of Canaan were bad in the eyes of his parents. So Yaakov listened lekol aviv ulekol imay. But the next pasuk is vayari Esav ki rois mos Canaan be'enei Yitzchak. Aviv, there we have it. Yaakov Avinu is careful to listen to his father and his mother, and Esav is only listening to his father. Marv Rabbeisai, have a wonderful day. We'll see you next. Our next morning share will be next Friday. There's no share this Friday. Next share, no share next Wednesday. Call to everyone.
Oh, can I ask you a quick question?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.